Jason, in your book, you say that strong social media policies are imperative for your success, and you're talking to businesses. But how does that apply to college students?
Well, I think that every, you know, college student, as they get towards graduation and they start thinking about the job market and whatnot, they obviously start to develop their own personal policies. Whether they write them down or not is probably really not much of an issue, but you start to think about how you're presenting yourself to other people. And you might even start this early on in college and, you know, dress a little differently for class, or, you know, make sure that when you're giving a presentation, you dress professionally, things of that nature. So I think what you have to do as a college student, as you're gearing up for your life in the real world, as it were, is you have to start to remember that what you say and do online has long-tail implications. People are going to be able to search for your name. They're going to be able to find your profiles. And if you think it's fun to post pictures of you going to the bar on Saturday night and having a good time with your buddies in college, your future employers may not look too favorably upon that type of thing being out there in public about you, especially if they want you to be associated with their company. So I think you just need to start thinking through the implications of what you post online and develop those habits, maybe not policies, for yourself now.
What are some of the best ways, since we're a community college and we're a two-year program, for people to use the internet, to use any social media that you mentioned, to, as your book says, make some noise about what they're doing on campus, specifically advertise campus clubs?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the great thing about the social channels out there is that most of them are free and you can use them however you want. There are a lot of people who will tell you that there are quote-unquote rules of social media. There really aren't. So some people will say, well, you shouldn't promote, you shouldn't advertise, you shouldn't sell. But companies do it all the time and do it successfully. The key factor in being able to get away with that, in order to be able to make some noise about the campus events that you're behind or the clubs that you're involved with, or, you know, even fundraisers that you're doing for those clubs, is connecting with the audience that would be interested in helping you. And so it's a matter of developing relationships with people who have like minds and like interests. If you're associated with an environmental organization on campus, or that is, you know, sort of your personal passion project on the side, then you need to be communicating with people online who are passionate about environmental issues, because those are the people who are going to respond to the fundraisers and the events that you have going on. So think about the audience that will naturally support you in what you're doing, and connect with them on hopefully a personal level through social networks, whether you, you know, follow them on Twitter, friend them on Facebook, or circle them on Google+. There's all the different terminology that you can use on how to do all this. And just interact with them, you know, share ideas, comment on their blog posts or their wall posts even, and interact with them so that they know who you are and you become a credible source in their social graph. Therefore, when you have something relevant to say, they're paying attention.
What if you find out, as you have your club, as happened recently on campus, that there's going to be a meeting, it's happening in 24 hours, and you barely have time to get the word out, you're just starting to build relationships. What's the fastest, most effective strategy to get people into that meeting?
You know, probably the best way is to, you know, violate the quote-unquote rules and just tell everyone. Think about it this way. If you didn't have social media channels, if there wasn't an internet, what would you do? Well, you would probably, you know, copy off some flyers and post them around campus, maybe walk into the cafeteria or the commons area, the bookstore somewhere, and start handing it out and just, you know, spread the word of mouth. Hey, this is an important meeting. We need a lot of people to show up. If you're interested in this topic, here's the date and the time. We'll see you tomorrow. I think you need to do the same thing on the social networks. The good thing about doing that is the people who are going to be in your audience one day, who are attracted to that topic, are probably going to respond. Now, they may not show up to the meeting, but they may say, hey, you know what, that's the guy or that's the gal who handed me that little digital flyer, as it were, for that environmental group meeting that I couldn't make. I know that they're into the environment. I'm going to connect with them. And so sometimes you just got to scrap all the best practices and announce your message to the world. But try to follow up with people as you build those relationships and make sure that you're like, hey, I don't just spam. I don't just broadcast stuff. I also connect and engage and share ideas. And so you can start to build those relationships after the fact.